the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Hold one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Evan Bray. Great to have you here as we broadcast live from Agribition. It's Thursday, a bustling day. We're getting into the heart of it now. Of course, the rodeo was absolutely packed last night. In fact, they had to turn people away because it was rush seating, free admission last night, rush seating. So it was packed. I'm hearing that the weekend shows are sold out. Tonight's rodeo might be the one you want to grab your tickets to if you haven't got tickets yet. And that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg as to what you can see down here at Agribition. We have got the catalog championships that have been going on and will be going on today. Of course, cattle shows and sales that happen as well. I mentioned the rodeo that's happening tonight. By the way, if you're coming down, here's my tip to you. Download the app. I was on the website, agribition.com, which is great, but if you download the app, easy to follow, and the maps will be very beneficial. This is not one small building. This Agribition has taken over the exhibition grounds in Regina, and so the map will be beneficial for sure. So if you get a chance to come down, downloading that Agribition app would be a good idea. We are broadcasting live from the Saskatchewan Cattle Association booth. You can find us in the International Trade Center. You basically walk through the doors and we're in that main hallway about halfway down. The Saskatchewan Cattle Association has a great presence on our show because, of course, our good friend Belton every Friday is here like clockwork at 11 o'clock to get us thinking about eating some great homegrown Saskatchewan beef. He puts it into recipes that are aplenty. I can't even tell you the number of people that will say, Evan, what's today's recipe and when is it going to be up online? People like to copy them down, and then I usually will get feedback on Monday. Hey, we made the beef ribs on the weekend, and this was our reaction to it. So it creates a lot of conversation. The Saskatchewan Cattle Association gracious hosts for us here at Agribition, and I'm happy to have Chad Ross joining me here at the booth today. Chad is the chair of the board for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association, a rancher from down in the Estevan area, and I'm happy to have you here. Thanks so much.
Yeah, good morning, Evan.
I appreciate you ditching the cowboy hat to put the headset on for a few minutes for a chat.
Appreciate you being here.
Right, down in, you're south of Estevan, correct?
That's right.
How big of a ranch are you running down there?
We cavern around 1,000 cows. Yep.
It's I've said many times, I grew up on a farm. We were a mixed farm growing up, and so we had cattle nowhere near that size. But my brother and I moved away from home, and Dad decided maybe he was going to specialize on grain farming.
Right.
I think he lost a couple of his hired hands. Nobody to throw
labor.
Those bales.
Right, lost your labor.
Yes. So how long have you been working with the Saskatchewan Cattle Association as a board member?
Oh, gosh, I think it's been since around 2015 that I've been with Saskatchewan Cattle Association. And before that, I've been a long-term board member of the Saskatchewan Cattle Feeders Association.
Okay.
And so I've been into this for, you know, close to 20-some years,
I guess. But your family, I think you were saying four generations now?
That's correct.
On the ranch. In fact, you're showing me a picture here earlier, your dad and your daughter on horses out with the cattle.
That's right. Yeah, since 1905 is when my ranch was started, south of Estevan. I'm the fourth generation. My daughters are the fifth. And, you know, a funny story, the first Agribition was in 1971, and I'm born November 23rd, 71. So my dad actually had cattle here at Agribition at the first show.
Really?
And I was born just down the street at the Pasqua Hospital. So,
which probably was the Grey Nuns then, I'm thinking, right? Called the Grey Nuns
could
Hospital.
But, that's how close I am to Agribition.
Well, that's good. Let's talk a bit about Agribition, Chad, because this is so important, isn't it? And it's still touted as one of the biggest beef shows on the continent.
Absolutely. Agribition just showcases what we have here in Saskatchewan and Canada for the quality of genetics and what we have in agriculture. And, you know, it's just a great event that, you know, the amount of business that's done here, whether it's livestock business or, you know, like last night I had the opportunity to meet the High Commissioner to India there at the reception, the Premier reception. So, you know, there's a lot of international business done here that just is great for our province.
So, you know, it's interesting when I hear you talk about the international flavor of this. I think we've all been heightened recently to the importance of those international markets and the role that they play. How has the beef industry been impacted and fared through what has been tumultuous waters here in the last few months?
Absolutely. You know, we need to understand that trade is very important to the beef industry in Canada. We export about 50% of what we produce, and about 70% of that goes of that export goes to the United States. Second is Japan, third is Korea, and then Mexico is fourth. So trade is very, very important to us. So as we've dealt with some of the trade issues in the past, we had a $1,000 tariff go on each head animal that was going south in February. That was only for a few days, but that had huge effects to our industry, and thankfully that was removed after a couple days.
How do you even sidestep? What happens? I'm assuming sales probably halt. I mean, that's huge.
It's huge, and what would happen is the prices for our finished cattle in Canada would go down to that amount, you know, $1,000 less, and you think if you see those cattle liners going down the highway, that's $40,000 less just because of that tariff on that truck.
Right. How does, you know, we talk about the impact Donald Trump has. In fact, my first guest on the program today, that's what we were talking about. How does decisions that are made in the United States, recently he talked about buying beef from other parts of the world, what impact does that have on us here in Canada?
Well, huge impacts. We are on a North American market, so we are in the U.S. market here in Canada as well, just because of the exports and the Chicago Merck and that type of thing. And the fundamentals for the beef industry right now are great, and so that's good, and making great prices for our cow-calf producers. But unfortunately, tweets or comments or that type of thing causes the Chicago Merck to go up and down huge.
Right.
And we're so reactive right now because of social media and that type of thing, where it affects our business greatly.
It's amazing, actually, the impact that even just a message out on Truth Social, the U.S. president's social media platform, can have on things. We've heard about and talked about beef prices being high right now. Can you talk a bit about that, the causation of where that's coming from?
Yeah, it's simple supply and demand. We're at the lowest cow numbers since 1956, and it's you know, since I've been in the business for 27 years, it's been a lot of tough times, low margins, drought, that type of thing, have caused people to go out of the business, both in the U.S. and in Canada. So if we think of the cow-calf part of our segment of our industry, they are a factory for growing the product that we consume.
Yeah.
And we're at an all-time low, and it's just simple supply and demand.
Yeah, it's something that we hear people talking about all the time. And I think, you know, we in Saskatchewan maybe have a better appreciation of the importance of the beef industry because it's right here at home. But we still hear stories, and I had Sylvain Charlebois on my program a while ago from Dalhousie University. It runs the agri-food program there, and talked about finding Australian beef in a store in Ontario. Do we do enough, Chad, to reduce interprovincial trade barriers or market? You talked about 50% of our beef goes outside of Canada. Is there room to grow that in our country?
Well, we actually, you know, I sit on the Canada Beef Board as well, and we actually think that if we can bring in some, you know, their lower type products into Canada to keep our consumers eating our product, when, you know, our beef is very expensive right now.
Yeah.
Certain cuts, especially the high-end cuts. But if we export in some cuts that they can afford and still keep eating beef, we think that's a positive thing.
Okay, that's interesting. I appreciate that perspective. Chad Ross is my guest. He's the chair of the board of directors with the Saskatchewan Cattle Association. A long, not only a long history working with the board, but a long family history working in the industry as well. How has it changed? Gosh, I think back to 1905 when your, what was it, great-grandfather would it have been? Yeah, that started
right.
your ranch. I mean, there's probably some obvious things we can think of, but how has the industry changed, Chad?
Yeah, well, it's come a long ways, and you know, consolidation is number one. Since I was young and on the ranch, you know, we had 100 cows, and now we're running 1,000 cows. And with that, you know, BSE has taught us that we need to have the cows work for us, and which actually has been good. It's been good for the environment. It's good for sustainability,
right,
economically. We have our cattle out using crop residues to graze, you know, it's been a real positive that way. But it's just been, you know, something we've got to do for economics.
we have talked lots about, you know, when we talk ag on the show, we talk about how there's a lot of factors out of the control of people that work in the ag industry. And certainly when we talk about grains and crops, we talk about moisture. That's essential for your industry as well, whether it's grazing land, you know, those types of pasture land is important. How is the situation? Do we have pockets of the province that have been struggling with that? I know that southwest part seems to be hit year after year.
Yeah, we've been watching that close, and we've got parts of the province that have been experiencing drought for up to 9 years, and our producers have been hurt greatly because of that. And then parts of the north last year were hit pretty hard with drought, and been kind of watching that drought monitor and possibly going to see that again. So we appreciate the programs that the ministry has for our producers, for rainfall insurance and that type of thing, forage insurance to help them through those situations. We encourage our producers to check them out. I think the deadline's March to get into some of those programs just to help get through those tough situations. But drought does affect our industry huge. It's, you know, we either got to buy feed or sell off cows.
Is there anything that stands out to you, Chad? We're coming to the end of our chat here, but anything that stands out to you that would be beneficial if either the provincial or federal government could step up, could make a change, whether it's policy or regulation that would help the industry?
Well, we work closely with both the provincial and the federal governments on advocacy for our producers. And, you know, we work on reducing regulations. We work on improving programs that will help our producers, especially the young people getting into our industry at this time. It's tough. It's a big investment. And so if we can help with that, that'll keep our industry strong.
What would help, Chad? I heard you say earlier that cattle numbers are down right now.
Mm-hmm.
Farming in general is tough to get in. If you don't have a family member in it, you just wake up one day and say, I think I'm going to do this, it's tough to do. Is there anything that could incentivize and help get those numbers up?
Yeah, I think helping us work with the next generation, whether it's our own family or out of family. And, you know, we have some tax incentives for keeping family within our operations, but maybe we need some for young people outside of our family to bring in our operations, work and grow them in our operations, because our operations are quite a bit larger than even a generation ago, and to help them grow in those operations would be great.
Mentorship stuff for sure. Yeah. Before we wrap up, you and I were talking about Belton Johnson, the great Belton Johnson.
Yes.
Everybody loves Belton. He's going to be down here cooking, I think, on the weekend or closer to the weekend.
Correct? Yeah, come down to our food stage in the Affinity Plex. Belton's going to be there. CJ Katz is going to be there. Michelle McAdoo with Canada Beef is cooking. Taking beef cuts and showing you what they can do, you know, the week-long prepping, you know, of meals and using beef to do that. So, yeah, that's fun.
And then you've got your booth here. You guys are set up so people can find you a couple different places at Agribition.
Yes, we encourage producers to come out and have a chat with us.
Good stuff. Chad, I appreciate the work that you and the team at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association do. Great partners for us at the radio station, and I appreciate you giving me some time today.
Thanks, Evan.
We're live at Agribition. If you want to pop down and say hi, we'd be happy to see you and shake your hand here. We've had a number of people stop by the booth already. We're going to be doing the show live down here all morning long. Come on down to Agribition 2025. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.